Pas de panique pour les personnes qui ne sont pas à l'aise en anglais, vous pouvez retrouver la version sous-titrée de cet épisode sur notre chaîne YouTube, Le Manal Show.
Dans cet épisode, je reçois une femme courageuse et surtout très inspirante, et je suis certaine que vous allez être bluffée par son parcours, car moi-même je l'ai été. Bon, pour tourner cet épisode exceptionnel, il me fallait un lieu exceptionnel. C'est pour ça que j'ai choisi le Hyatt Centric Jumeirah, ici à Dubaï, qui nous accueille dans des conditions absolument incroyables. Vous le savez, hein, l'environnement c'est quelque chose de très important pour moi. Je vous laisse un petit peu découvrir tout ça. Regardez la suite magnifique, la terrasse incroyable, la vue imprenable sur Dubaï, tout ça à deux pas de la mer. Sans parler des installations de l'hôtel, mais surtout de toute l'équipe qui est au petit soin depuis qu'on est arrivé, qui est vraiment super gentille, super attentionnée. Honnêtement, on a un service 5 étoiles et vous savez à quel point c'est super important pour moi. Donc je suis non seulement très heureuse, très honorée, mais surtout très fière de faire ce partenariat avec un si bel établissement qui est le Hyatt Centric Jumeirah. Si vous comptez vous aussi venir à Dubaï, eh bien n'hésitez pas à checker la barre de description, je vais vous mettre tous les détails. Et croyez-moi, vous ne serez pas déçus. Bon, sans plus tarder, je vous laisse découvrir mon entretien avec Rita. Hi Rita.
Hi Manal.
You are an entrepreneur, owner of a beauty brand, marketing agency, author of 3 books and content creator with a huge community on social media. And most importantly, Rita, you are a real inspiration for so many women who want to build a business and better life for themselves. So, Rita, I would love to know, what is the most unexpected thing that happened to you in 2023?
I had a baby. That was the most unexpected thing. I wasn't planning it at all. So, yeah, it got me by surprise. So,
and how it goes?
At the beginning, I was depressed. I was really trying so hard to accept it. Because being used to planning your whole life and having everything in the order that you like.
Yeah.
And suddenly everything goes out of your control. It makes you go crazy a little bit.
Yes. I mean, I can imagine, how much is very different to be like a selfish in a way. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. You're free.
I loved that. I loved being selfish.
Yeah.
So coming from a little bit selfish person, it's really hard to have babies.
Yeah. How do you handle this new life, new changes?
At the
you?
Beginning, I didn't know how to. It was really hard and I was constantly worried and depressed and sad all the time. I didn't know how to manage my time. You can say. And after that, I got used to the baby and I got to know him better. I got to love him more. So I started managing my time and adapting, you can say. Until now, he's like 1 year old now.
Okay.
And I think I'm managing well now. I have my own routine. He has his own routine. Yeah. And we can spend some time together, sometime with his father, sometimes with my mother. So, yeah.
What is the best advice you can give to women who maybe are in the same situation as you were a year ago?
Okay, I didn't know it will end after a year, this depression and sadness.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I will have some of my life back. But it happened and I have some life back now. So I thought it would last forever.
Yes.
And I didn't know how much it needs for me to get back to the person I was before. So what I can say to anyone who's recently had a baby, it's gonna go by and you're gonna be, in 1 year, you're gonna be having a normal life, semi-normal life again.
Normal life.
Yeah.
Keep going, girl.
Don't
give up.
Things will get easier after 1 year.
So don't let your baby in somewhere and don't...
Where? Somewhere where?
You know, when you don't,
nurseries.
I don't want anymore, I can't.
Well, I said I can't so many times.
Yes.
But eventually you're his mom, so you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm joking, of course. Yeah. But I really love how genuine you're like talking about this subject, topic, because I don't hear so many women
talking about
depression, postpartum depression.
I don't know why. That's one of the reasons I got depressed, because in your head, you don't have this image. You have the happy mother image.
Yes.
You have the image that, oh, my baby is asleep now. I can go out, I can go gym, I can do stuff. But it's not like that at the first year. He needs you 24/7. Even when you're sleeping, he needs you. He will wake you up like 5 times a night. And that is the hardest part. Yeah. So no one talks about the hard parts. That's why I got shocked. Because everyone looks managing well. Yeah. And you're not managing well. So you feel like there's something wrong with you.
And even on social media, you are a big content creator. On Instagram, for example, you have a huge community. Mm. And it's true, when you are on social media, you always see mom happy, proud,
moms.
Happy
exactly.
Moms, proud moms. Everything is so well.
Yeah.
And you're like, you feel like guilty when you don't feel like this,
yeah.
Right?
You don't look like this happy mom.
Yes. I mean,
not in appearance, not in looks,
yes.
Not in the
behavior,
mentality.
And feeling mentality.
Yeah, you feel down, you feel sad, and that's normal.
Is it something you wish you had as an advice before to have
course.
A baby?
Yeah, I would be prepared because I wasn't prepared. And when I see this reality and I'm in it now, I got shocked. I didn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
But if someone prepared me and told me, even my therapist said that, like, you should have went to therapy before you had a baby.
Really?
Yeah, because you had your thoughts about being afraid of having babies. Mm-hmm. So you should have prepared yourself mentally and have an idea how it's going to be like. Because I didn't have any idea, so it was bad for me. That's why I talk about it very openly on my platform. And anyone who asked me, my husband tell people, don't ask her anything about the baby because she's always negative. I'm not negative. I'm just telling them how it is.
Yes, the truth.
Yeah.
It's hard, but it's
rewarding at the same time.
It's very refreshing to hear that. Honestly, as a woman, I am telling you, Reta, I'm very happy to have this conversation with you, like a genuine conversation, because it's so important to tell other women. It's not always la vie en rose.
Yeah.
It's not always la belle vie. No, no.
No la belle vie.
No la belle vie.
I don't even understand French, but I know it's not that, so yeah.
And especially at the beginning, 3-4 months when you have your baby.
I would say the hardest is 3 months.
3 months.
6 months is still hard, but
yes,
maybe you can manage a little bit. And at 1 year, it gets easy.
Well, he grows up.
Yeah.
He holds his own personality.
Yeah.
And yeah, you discover, your son as a friend, actually.
Yeah.
How, if it's compatible
becomes,
or not.
He becomes a person.
Yeah.
Before, you see him just like a baby who has needs. But when he becomes a person, you know what he likes, you know what he don't like. You give him activities that he likes. You enjoy watching him grow.
Yes.
Yeah, so it has also a positive side, but you can't look at it if you're depressed.
Yeah.
You can't look at it if you're sad.
Mm.
But after you adapt and you know how to adapt, every person is different. For me, it was work that would make my mood better.
That is the question I want to ask you. How did you go out of the depression?
By work.
By work?
I created this marketing agency. I decided that nothing can bring me out of this sadness except if I'm busy and I'm concentrated on building something for myself.
Mm.
So I started working on this agency and it worked and I was happy ever since. Yeah.
Yes.
And it made me even better with my son. Like, I'm happier with him. I'm playing with him. Instead, I was just sad sitting there all day doing nothing.
If you are happy in your life, you are a better mom for your son.
Exactly. That's what I want to say.
Definitely. And you see a therapist as well.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about that?
I saw more than one therapist.
Okay.
Because I didn't really felt like they got me or they told me anything beneficial. So I saw another therapist and a third therapist.
Oh.
And I didn't really get, I didn't get better.
Hmm.
I understood what's wrong with me, the ideas that I was having. My mind is so practical that I'm not thinking about the positive things of having a baby. I'm thinking only about the stress, the work, all of the bad things because I'm very practical.
Yeah.
I'm not an emotional person.
Okay.
So the therapist told me, because most moms, they would think, how cute is this baby? Mm. And they will not see all the crying, lack of sleep and vomiting and everything else. They will also only see how cute this baby is, and they will do it happily because they have emotions covering those facts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I see the facts.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have anything to cover them. My emotions for him grew by time.
Okay, so you just needed time, actually.
Yeah.
To figure it out.
Every day I feel like I love him even more than the day before. Because I thought it should be instant. This is what we see on TV as well. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel it like it's an instant thing. I felt like someone gave me a baby and I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah,
I'm so confused.
Yes.
But by time I got used to him and he would smile at me from day one. So he helped me as well to get over this. He's a very happy, smiley baby.
So I really admire the fact that you took action even if you didn't feel good.
Yeah.
What kind of action, actually, did you do that really helped you? It's something very fact.
Okay, so I studied psychology and hypnotherapy.
Okay.
To help myself, basically, not to take it as a career. So I understood how to go deep in my thoughts and deep in my memories to understand why am I thinking this way, to find the exact memory that created this belief and treat it, you can say, and work with it. And that's how I understood basically why am I having these thoughts and how to get out of it. So basically what I discovered is I'm an overachiever. So as all the time, I need to feel like I'm achieving things or I don't feel enough. Mm. So when this baby came, I don't have time or energy to achieve anything. Mm. So I felt like I don't have any value.
And you are not Rita anymore.
Yes. Mm. I felt like I don't have any value. I'm just, I don't know, taking care of the baby.
Yes.
So when I understood that about myself, what would make me feel valuable and what would make me feel like I'm achieving things is work. So I was like, I need to work on a new project. So I thought about the marketing agency because I had a long experience working on my business and my social pages. So I know a lot about marketing by now.
Mm.
And it's very easy for me. So I was like, I can help other people market their businesses and build it. So yeah, this is what I enjoy doing.
Amazing. This is so inspiring. You're brave, Rita. I really like the fact that you study what you don't understand to be better in this field, like psychology. I did the same, actually, when I started this podcast.
Mm.
I was like, okay, I need to understand psychology, human nature, to ask better question and to have a better relationship with my guest.
Yes.
And it helps me a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I totally understand what you are talking about. And I have a question for you, Rita. If you could go back in time, what would you do differently about your transition to life as a mom?
I would tell myself that it's temporary change and I will have an idea that in a year I will have my life back. So I wouldn't be so stressed and overthinking all the time.
Being more patient?
Being more patient, being, I think, more optimistic.
Mm.
Yeah, this is what I can change. Maybe, I don't know, I was too worried. I was too afraid that, because I really liked my life before.
Mm.
So I didn't want it to go away.
Yes.
So I would be more chilled, more relaxed, and just be patient and wait for things to go back to normal again.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. And how do you feel right now?
I feel great.
A year after.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I feel really great. I feel proud of myself that I got myself out of this very dark place. It was never ending. I didn't think I would be out of it, at least for 3 years.
It was very bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very, very bad.
Yes.
But I got out of it in a year. That's an accomplishment for me.
Yeah, huge accomplishment.
I feel very good about that, yeah.
But it's really important to remind yourself that you work on it.
Yeah.
And it's work in progress.
Don't just leave yourself, because this is the easiest thing to do. Just let yourself be sad.
Mm.
Because you don't feel like doing anything. But you should fight for yourself and don't let yourself just drown in sadness forever.
If I need to go see a therapist. Mm. Did you have any advice to give me to have a better experience with that?
Yeah, I would advise you to do hypnotherapy.
A hypnotherapy?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's basically one session.
Okay.
So you get the benefit in one session. Instead of going to therapist many times and just talking about your feelings and trying to figure out what to do, because I don't think that's really effective. I'm sure it's effective for some people, mm-hmm. but for me, from my experience, what was beneficial, the hypnotherapy, because in one session, you go into your memories and figure out what's the problem.
Okay.
What's making you like this?
Mm.
No matter what your problem is. Some people want to quit smoking, for example.
Yeah.
They can do hypnotherapy for that.
Mm-hmm.
And treat the beliefs that made them smoke in the first place. And leave from the session new people.
Some people want to lose weight.
Yeah, that can
help
them too.
And use hypnotherapy.
Yeah. They can help them too.
So one session works for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called rapid transformational therapy.
Okay.
So that type, exactly.
Interesting. Mm. Okay. And now you would like your second one? Second baby?
No.
You're like, what,
everything
Mana?
Everything I told you, you're telling me to have another baby. Maybe you wasn't listening to any of it. I don't know.
No,
I don't know yet. I'm not ready to think about it.
Like, No. Just joking.
I'm happy to have me back now.
Yes. I'm happy for you, actually. But you look great.
Thank you.
And very happy and comfortable and very confident.
Thank you.
And this is what I really appreciated, actually, when I discovered your social media, your account on Instagram.
Mm.
I felt the confidence on you.
Oh, really?
Really,
that's
really
nice.
Something very genuine and confidence.
That's
how
nice.
Did you learn to be so confident as a woman?
I think it's being on social media for so long, for so many years.
How many years?
7 years now.
Okay.
So I started my profile 7 years ago. And at the beginning, you feel like you might get affected when someone comments on your look or comments on you in general.
Yeah.
You maybe get sad or something. But after a while, you get immunity to that.
You really?
Yeah. I don't really care what people think anymore.
Good.
Yeah. From a long time ago. So.
Yeah.
It's very, it brings you comfort and peace of mind. So, this is the reason, I think.
To know more about you, Rita, I would love to know, where did you grow up? Can you please paint a picture of your childhood?
Okay, so I'm basically Palestinian. Yeah. I'm a very proud Palestinian.
Yeah,
toughest
you can.
People on earth.
Yes, best people on earth.
And I grew up here in Dubai.
Okay,
since
you grew up
I was
here
a kid,
with your family.
Mm.
Okay, what kind of education did you have?
Normal private schools. Yeah, nothing special. It's
And did you have a dream as a child to achieve?
Oh, it would sound funny, but at my last year of university, we finished everything. We finished the last exam and we were just sitting in class and the doctor was telling us, tell me, each one of you, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
So I was studying clinical nutrition.
Oh, interesting.
It's not related to media in any sort of way. So everyone was saying, I want to be working in hospitals. I want to be working in university as a professor. I want to be the manager of this hospital. And when she reached to me, I was like, I'm going to be famous on social media.
Really? Wow.
And everyone turned their head to me and was like, what are you doing here then?
At a very young age.
Yeah, at the university,
But what did you like about being famous on
social
media?
Because it can get you anything. Because if you start a business, it can help your business. If you want to go places, it can help you. If you want to grow yourself, it can help you. Anything you think of, social media can help it.
You weren't afraid to be a public personality, to be known by people?
I don't have this fear. That's why I thought I'm a good fit for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm not afraid of what people see or think
Okay.
So everyone was laughing at me.
So this is, it was your goal, your main goal, actually.
It was the starting point. I don't really have long-term goals.
Okay.
I have achievable short goals. So what can I do in the next 2 years, let's say? Even my vision board, it has 2 years. That's it.
You have a vision board.
Yeah, yeah.
I have two.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I am a real believer on vision board.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what we can find on yours?
Okay. I think you can find what most people would want.
Yeah.
It has the marketing agency that I have now.
Really?
Yeah. I will show you pictures. Even the smallest details, it's there.
Okay.
And it has my family. I have the goal to make them happy in any ways I can. My family, I mean, my mother, my father, my husband.
Do you have any siblings?
I have a brother, yeah, brother and sister.
Okay.
And also it had me losing weight. I'm still working on that. I think that's on everyone's vision board. Yeah, it had a new car. I got a new car.
Okay.
But it doesn't work by itself, of course. It's not enough to just get pictures and put them on the wall.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. How do you use your vision board in a daily life? Because as you said, you cannot just put pictures and hope, oh, everything's going to happen. Of course,
okay,
no.
So I focus on one goal and break it into smaller goals and break it into daily tasks that can help me get closer to that goal.
Okay.
Because when you look at it from far, a very big goal, let's say you want to make $1 million. You can't look at it as $1 million. You will be afraid. You will be like, how can I do that? I can't do that. But can you make $1,000, for example, this week? Maybe you can. So if you break it to small goals, achievable ones, this is how I think about it.
What is your main goal that you are working on currently?
It's the marketing agency, basically.
The marketing agency.
Yeah.
Okay. And?
I'm still working on it, making it more stable, bigger, building the name. Now I have few clients, but I want more clients, of course.
And I know that you have a secret project as well.
Ah, yes.
You cannot talk about it, right?
Yeah, no, I can. It's okay. I'm working on my third business now. It's a jewelry business because I love jewelry. You can see.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, this is what I can tell you so far.
Yes, okay. It's enough. Okay, it's good to keep project for yourself before to tell everybody.
Yeah.
But okay, I really admire how you can have so many businesses, like beauty brand, jewelry, marketing agency. You also wrote 3 books and you study because you had like 6 degrees.
Yeah.
6 or 7,
something
like that. Yeah, 6 or 7. You are a mom. Mm,
that's so the most difficult one.
That's the most difficult one.
Yeah.
How do you manage your schedule? I mean, you have to be very organized.
I'm not really organized.
How is it
sometimes
possible?
Sometimes I'm organized, sometimes I don't, but I have a team.
Okay.
Whenever I feel like this task is taking longer than it should, I hire someone to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I try to do it myself first because I'm a perfectionist and I want everything done specifically like I want. But if I find like I'm taking long and not doing it, I would hire someone to do it for me, to not waste time and get things going.
So surrounded yourself by good people who can help you.
Yeah.
And
my husband is my biggest supporter and he's my business partner as well in the beauty brand.
So you work with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He joined the beauty brand. When we got married, we worked on the home laser together.
Okay.
So we brought it into market and it did really well. It was like sold out in a few days and considered one of the best IPL laser hair removals in the market.
It's like you have business and entrepreneurship in your blood.
Yeah, I enjoy business.
Really?
It's my passion, I would say, yeah.
Do you have any entrepreneurs in your family?
No, none.
No?
No, it's very weird.
You learned everything by yourself?
Yeah, by experimenting.
Yeah?
I started my first business when I was 17, you can say, in university. I was selling normal makeup brands on Instagram page before I even start my Instagram page. And I thought, I enjoy this. I should do my own brand.
Yeah.
So this is what made me think about it, yeah.
You just take the risk and see if it's work or not.
If it doesn't work, then what's going to happen? I just think of another idea.
Love this mindset so much.
Yeah.
But well, you work with your husband.
Mm.
How is it in a daily life? Is it difficult? Is it easy?
It's both.
Yeah.
It's easy because he's always there and he understands what I want and what I don't want. And I understand him as well. So we know our strengths. So he has some tasks that I don't like doing. And I would have another task that, for example, I designed the website for my third business. I designed it in a day.
In a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
My husband hates doing these things. Mm. He knows how to do it, but he hates it. But for example, I hate making phone calls and contacting people about paperwork, license and stuff and customers.
Me too.
I don't like doing this. My husband enjoys these things. He can do it very easily. So we work together. We work well together like this, yeah.
Yeah, so to succeed in a couple business, you have to have your own part.
Separate parts.
Separate
parts. Because if you had the same tasks, you will not agree because everyone is seeing things differently.
Mm.
I have my vision. He has his vision of how things should be done. So if we don't want to argue, we should be separating our tasks from each other. Yeah.
And what did you learn from him in entrepreneurship?
Okay. So I learned that it's important to make connections and talk to people because I'm a very introvert person.
You are?
Yeah, you would be surprised because you think anyone on social media would like to talk to people and know so many people. But no, I have
no,
one friend.
Of course.
I have one friend. That's it.
I can relate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a more introvert than extrovert.
Yeah.
And people are always surprised when I say that.
Yeah.
But that is the truth.
Yeah. I'm more comfortable by myself. I don't really... You can't say I don't like talking to people, but I prefer my own company.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great, actually.
Yeah, but my husband loves people.
Okay.
And he loves talking to people. And he can talk to anyone. And he can be friends with anyone. So I learned from him that these things are good for business, too. And I should learn how to be more communicating with more people.
Make more connection, relationship, maybe networking as well.
Yeah.
And this is very difficult because sometimes I feel like you lose time than anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to make extra effort to do it.
Another thing that I learned from him was in my influencer work, I usually do advertisement for brands.
Mm-hmm.
I get approached like daily by brands, by small businesses, big businesses, and they will negotiate the price of the advertisement as much as they can. To give me the lowest price possible or even just give me the product. But I worked on this 7 years and I have huge experience on how to make this work.
Yeah.
So this should be paid for.
Mm.
But before I didn't really feel okay to ask for a high price. Although I know I deserve it. I know it's the ads that I'm going to do is going to really bring on big results, huge exposure, sales. That's going to cover the cost and more.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel really confident to ask of what I'm worth.
Mm.
But he made me believe, like, don't do things if it's not worth your time.
So, Reta, you told me that you are originally Palestinian.
Mm.
And I cannot do this interview without talking about what it happened in Palestine, of course. First of all, I would love to know, how do you feel about it?
I think everyone feels the same way about it. We feel very sad and heartbroken because we are just watching. We don't have any hands to change anything. We don't have any power in our hands. So we're just watching. I don't know. There's no words to describe it. It's awful. Like, it's the most horrible thing that anyone can see. Or can feel, and it's gonna and it's happening in front of our eyes, and no one is changing anything about it. So, what else can you say about it? It's very sad and disappointing. You get disappointed by, I don't know, every organization that supports human rights. Where are they? Yeah, no one is doing anything to help these people. So. I think anyone who's watching what's happening, I think everyone knows by now. And it's very important because the next generation would have a different look on, they would know the reality of the situation. There is no more covering, there is no more lies, there is no more propaganda or things that media feeds the people. There's only reality now. Everyone sees that.
Mm.
So I think it's going to change very soon. The situation should be changed because everyone knows now what's actually happening.
As a public personality who has a huge community on social media, do you feel comfortable to talk about this topic?
I do. It will affect my social media, and you can say the reach will go down by Instagram. Everyone who's talking about Palestine, the reach will die on their profiles. But some people care, some people don't. I'm a Palestinian. I can't help it. I should talk about it. And I can't be quiet about it. Some people would, and it's up to them. I don't know. If you don't talk about this now, what kind of person are you?
Your son is half Palestinian.
Mm.
What do you want to share with him about your culture, your country?
Of course, you should teach him all the culture, the Arabic culture, the Palestinian culture. He should understand and memorize everything, because if you don't teach the next generation, everything will die.
True.
Because we're not living there. I'm living here all my life. I never visited Palestine.
Hmm.
I'm not allowed to visit Palestine as a Palestinian. This is so funny. So my son and myself, we should know everything about the culture and everything about what's happening and the history, so we don't forget about these things. And it will live within us until we change the situation and we free Palestine.
What kind of values your parents did give you as a Palestinian who lived their own country actually to come here in Dubai and have a better life?
Yeah, so my parents, they've always taught us like we're the toughest people. Although we don't get treated very nicely in airports, in visa situations,
yeah,
we face always so complications. But we're used to that, and they tell us you can handle this because we're so tough as people, and that's okay. And one day, Palestine would be free and we would come back.
If you can change one thing in this world, what would it be?
No more wars, of course. Yeah, that's the most horrible thing in the world right now.
Yeah, of course. And of course, we have a thought with all Palestinian people and all people who are suffering in the world, not only in Palestine,
yeah,
but in the world in general.
That's why I said wars, because yeah, there is wars going on everywhere, not only Palestine, but
yeah,
Palestine is the oldest one, so we know about it, and it's been going on for so many years, but every few years there's an attack on an Arab country, another African country, Sudan, Libya. There are so many wars happening, and you can't say wars. It's not actually...
Yeah, equal.
You know, it's not equal in power.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't say wars. I don't know what's the right word to describe it. I'm very weak when it comes to politics, talking about politics. I don't really know how to talk about it. But I really feel it like this is the thing I want to change the most.
I would love to know what spirituality means to you.
I don't know how to answer that. I think you should be questioning yourself all the time, questioning your decisions and your beliefs, and talking to yourself inside like you're another person, and try to understand and try to make yourself a better person by installing good beliefs and discarding bad beliefs. I don't know if you understood. Well.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so this is basically how I see it.
Spirituality can really help you to have a positive and optimistic mindset.
Yes, exactly.
That's the point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you are a strong believer, you have good faith in God, no matter what's happening with you, you would be feeling, okay, like God has a better plan than me.
Yeah. And do you think your spirituality helps you maintain your values and guiding your behavior?
Of course.
How?
Because if you didn't have good beliefs and good faith, you would do so many bad things and it would not end up well. Because at the end of the day, what I believe is if you're a good person, you would reach good stuff as well. God will give you good stuff. That's how I see it. So if you're not a good person, your values, your actions, your behaviors are bad, you will not get or reach somewhere good.
Yeah, of course. Mm. And what do you do to cultivate your faith every day? Because I feel that it's the difficult part, being spiritual, you know?
Yeah.
What do you do in a daily life to cultivate it?
Whenever you question yourself and whenever you're feeling down, you should read some Quran. It gives you, you feel like God is talking to you, like, don't worry, things will get better. Like, there are so many ayahs and surahs that talk about this. And for example, inna ma'al usri yusra, whenever there is hardship, there is good things coming out of it. So there are so many things that you can read that will help you be relaxed and just believe in what's going to happen. It's going to be the best for you.
This is something you do and it helps you a lot. Mm. Like, when was the last experience that you did that because you need it and you felt like, okay, I feel good and it changed something for you?
Okay, so a year ago, my mom got cancer.
Okay.
So that was one of the hardest moments in my life. And I felt like there's no one can help me but God. No one can do anything about it. And we still don't know if it's going to be cured or not. So I had only God to talk to about this. I was praying day and night, just talking to God about this and praying that he would heal her. And it did.
How does she feel now?
She's way better, yeah.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, she's cured and it was in her toe, so they took off the toe and she's good now.
Yeah, I mean, religion, spirituality, whatever can help you in tough moments.
Yeah, if you don't have it, what would you do? You would commit suicide, for example.
Yeah, many people do this.
Yeah, because they don't have belief.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is something can guide you.
Yeah.
And
help you to be patient.
Yeah, exactly. If you could spend a day in someone else's shoes, who would you choose and why?
I think my son.
Your son?
He's just enjoying life, eating, sleeping and playing.
Yeah. It will be very funny, actually.
Yes, that's it. He's just chilled.
What is his favorite things to do? Because he's a year now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
He's learning how to walk. So he gets so excited when he's walking. He's like, yay, yay.
So cute. Yeah. I would love to know what habit has significantly improved your life.
Habit. I think I'm not a social media addict.
Really?
Yeah.
It's paradoxical, paradoxal, we say?
Yeah.
For someone who has social media as a business.
I control this. As I have work to do on my phone, I would do it and just leave my phone.
Really?
If I'm scrolling through social media, I notice myself and I was like, no, I'm not going to get lost in this and I would just leave it. This is very important because you would waste hours. You could have been doing something way more useful. Just doing this, watching people's life. Even when you do that for hours, you feel, low in a way.
Yes.
You would watch all these people doing all sorts of fun things, successful things, amazing things, and you're just here on your couch.
You compare yourself.
Yes. So you feel very bad about yourself.
Mm.
So that's why I don't watch anyone. I'm following people, but I'm not actually following them. I don't know what are they doing.
So you really use social media for
just
business.
For work, yeah.
For work. You have this capacity, ability to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the best habit, I think.
This is the best habit. Yeah. But you know, I don't have any social media, so.
Really?
I don't.
How?
Yeah, I know. I'm an extraterrestre.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. I wish I can be like you.
Yeah, I don't.
Wow.
Of course, I have TikTok for my media. Yes. But well, I don't have personal social media because, as you said, I feel like you waste a lot of time on social media.
It does waste a lot of time.
Yes. And it's very dangerous.
Yes.
Because I prefer to take action. Mm. You know what? I feel like in life you have two categories of people. People who consume social media and content and people who produce content.
Yeah.
And I choose to produce content.
Yeah, that's true.
100%.
I agree with you.
100%. So yeah, I think it's a very good habit.
It's a hard one though.
Yeah.
But you're doing better than me. You don't even have social media.
No, because I think it's more difficult for you. You have social media.
Because it's
you
there,
have
a huge so community. I'm tempted to check on
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly. So that's why I'm very impressed, actually. Very impressed. I think it's really good to share this with your community as well, as a listen.
Yeah.
Because to reminder, little reminder to people. Really, if you are listening this episode right now, just take it like a reminder. Don't be guilty about it. Just try to
they
be better at it.
They can even set up the screen time on the phone setting. If they don't really notice the time when they're on social media, they can choose. Like Instagram has a limit of 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day. And after that, it will close. And you would have to enter a code or a passcode. And you would feel like you're doing this consciously. So you wouldn't want to do that. You know you reach your limit for today. Mm-hmm. So don't waste more time. So they can use this feature if they want to have this habit.
So you're very strong at manage your social media, but what is your biggest weakness, like something you cannot stop because it's too difficult for you?
In general or on social media?
In general.
Okay, my biggest weakness is food.
Fries.
Fries specifically. Yeah, so I'm trying to lose weight. I had a baby, so it's hard to lose weight.
But at the same time, French fries are so good, right?
Yes. I can eat fries. Breakfast,
every day.
Lunch and dinner. That's my husband would be like, you just ate this. I was like, yeah, but this is mashed potato. That was fried potato.
Not the same.
Not the same.
And you have also sweet potatoes.
Exactly. I don't mind potatoes all day long.
Yeah. So funny. If you could have a skill or talent you don't currently have, what would it be and why?
I would be a very active person.
Active person?
Yeah, I'm not active.
But I feel like you're already active.
No, I mean physically.
Physically? Ah, okay.
And very active mentally.
Okay.
But physically, I feel like I don't really have the energy much to go to the gym, do daily workouts. I really want that to be in me, but it's not. But I'm wishing for it.
So what is the next step for you to become this person?
I think I first want to do a full checkup to see if I have some vitamins, iron deficiency, anemia, any sort of these things, because I'm always tired. I think there's something wrong. So I want to fix that first. Then I will start by doing 15 minutes walk, then increase it a little bit every day.
Yeah, but you know, when you start doing a workout, you feel more energized.
You do, but I don't have the energy to go to workout.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
Starting
is very, especially that I don't really like to stress myself.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable. I don't like to push myself and pressure myself to go workout.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that I want to change about.
Something me. I really enjoy is Pilates.
Oh.
Because it really works. Well, but at the same time, you enjoy. It's
how
not
is it? Is
so
it
hard.
Like yoga or something?
Yeah, but more dynamic with a very core exercise. Mm. And it's very great. And you have so many great Pilates location here in Dubai. So yeah,
I really recommend
Pilates. Yeah. And you're going to tell me.
I will try it.
Yeah. Who are the mentors or role models that have inspired you in your life?
I don't really look at anyone specifically as a role model because everyone has a different experience and I will never be that person and I don't want to be a copy of a person.
Yeah, of course.
Because, you know, if when you buy something original or a copy, it's not as good. So you don't feel as good if you're trying to be this person and you want eventually.
But we all inspired by something or someone.
I was inspired mainly by my parents. Mm-hmm. They are really hardworking. Since I was a kid, I was watching them working day and night to provide a good life for us. Mm. So this was my mainly inspiration. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what's your biggest regret and what have you learned from that experience?
I don't have any regrets.
Any regrets?
Anything that happened to me made me the way I am now, which I love. So
yeah, yeah,
it happened for a good reason. So I don't regret anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I regret sometimes very little things like, I didn't have a bath in this beautiful room.
Yeah,
very little things, little very regrets. Funny.
Yeah, this
but
is
big regrets.
Is okay, yeah.
I feel like, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I totally understand. I mean, it doesn't help you to have big regrets.
You would feel heavy.
Yes.
If you have regrets or you hold grudges or you keep thinking about someone who hurt you. It's like you're carrying a heavy bag on your shoulders. You can't really move forward with that.
I feel you did a lot of work on your mental and mindset.
Yeah, basically really? Most of the work which should be done here before you do any work in real life.
Yeah, yeah, of course, but you are very aware of all these things.
Yeah.
This is something you are passionate about?
No, it's something I'm curious about.
Curious.
Because we have this amazing tool, our brains, but we don't know how to use it.
No.
No one knows.
No.
Instead of your brain telling you what to do, you should tell it what to do and control it for your own benefit and make it work, just like a computer. Mm-hmm. And it has so many options, unlimited options.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You need to learn how to use it.
Yes. You did so many things and achieved so many goals, and I'm so happy and proud of you.
Thank you.
But I would love to know, what is your definition of success, and do you think you've already achieved it?
I think a definition of success is someone who's happy about themselves, feeling satisfied, feeling accomplished, feeling... Yeah, this is my definition of success. And I think I consider myself satisfied with my life, so...
Now yeah. You're happy with your life?
Yeah.
With all you have?
Yeah.
This is something... You're grateful?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Being grateful and being... Like, this is enough for me, I'm happy, and I like where I am now. Yeah.
So, Rita, I have a closing tradition in this podcast.
Okay.
Which is the fire question.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually...
Sounds exciting.
Maybe my favorite part of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I will ask you fire question,
okay.
And you have to answer it very quickly,
okay.
Very spontaneous.
Okay.
And it takes, like, 2 minutes.
Mm.
Are you ready for that? Okay, let's go.
Fire away.
What is the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
I go make coffee with my son. He likes to press the machine.
What was the latest book you read?
My book.
Which one?
My last book was 100 Business Ideas. So, yeah, sometimes I read it again to give people some ideas. Yeah.
What is the craziest thing you have done with your money lately?
With my money?
With your money.
Okay. So I liked a car. It was expensive, way over my budget, but I got it anyway.
And you're happy with it?
Yes.
That's the most important.
I thought I deserve it, so why not?
What do you do during moments when you feel really, really down?
What do I do when I'm feeling down? I talk to someone I love.
And any bad habits you're trying to kick?
Yeah, I'm trying to be more active, less lazy.
This is definitely your main goal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is the best advice you have ever received?
Best advice is don't waste your energy on things that's not worth it.
Good advice. And the worst advice you wish you didn't follow?
Being a people pleaser. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what you do, not everyone would be happy with you. So
what is something you believe in that others find crazy?
I believe that anyone can do anything if they put their mind and their energy and time in it.
What task do you always procrastinate on?
Working out.
You need a coach. personal coach.
Yes. To help you. This is what my husband said. Yes. Yeah.
What is the one luxury you can't live without?
I can't live without one luxury. Like what? Do you have any options, examples, anything?
For me, for example, this is my car. I don't like to take a subway or bus or stuff like that and be with other people.
Yeah, the car is really important. You feel like you can go anywhere and you're free, basically.
Exactly. So yours?
The car, I think.
The car?
Yeah.
Where do you retreat to recharge your batteries?
Okay, at the beach. I love water.
If you had 100 euro and nothing more, how would you spend it?
How would I spend it? I would look for anything that I can buy and resell for a higher value with this 100 euro, yeah.
Rita, tell me, what is your biggest fear?
Losing someone I love.
What bothers you the most about people?
Bothers me most about people. Sometimes, if they're not really happy about their lives, they try to bring you down. Mm. Yeah. And they don't even realize they're doing that, but to make themselves feel better.
Yeah. What do you ask when you pray?
I ask to be healthy and for my family to be healthy and happy. And yeah, this is the main thing.
What is the most Emirati things about you?
My abayas. I really love abayas lately, and I think it's a beautiful tradition.
And yours is amazing.
Thank you.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
When was the most recent occasion you had to tell a little lie to someone?
Lie? Oh, I don't usually lie. I don't remember.
We all lie sometimes.
I'm trying to remember the last one.
Yeah. Huh, so you lie a lot.
No.
That's what you are trying to tell.
To find one. I don't really know. Last lie. I don't really remember, really.
Okay, no problem. What is your nostalgic trigger, like a Proust Madeleine, that takes you back to your childhood?
When I go to Sharjah, because we used to live in Sharjah, so whenever I'm there, I just see my memories everywhere. I see myself walking with my friends, going back from school.
What is your favorite Emirati dish?
El Gaimat.
Of course.
I told you to try it with cheese.
Yes, I will. Definitely.
You should. It's life-changing.
For my weight or...?
Both.
Yeah, both. Is there a job you could never do, and why?
I would never get a regular job from 9 to 5.
In the office?
Yeah. Okay. I would go to the office. My office, I would go and work there the whole day. I don't mind. But if I'm doing this for someone else's company, it doesn't make sense to me.
According to people who are closest to you, what is your greatest quality?
They think I'm smart and confident.
Yeah. And what do you think is your biggest flaw?
I think I'm stubborn a little bit. Yeah. I don't really do anything other than what I want.
What is the last thing you do before going to bed?
I watch some Netflix, I think, and talk to someone, maybe my friends, maybe my family, maybe my husband. He's traveling now, so yeah.
Thank you so much for answering all these five questions. It's not end for the moment because I have two questions more for you.
Okay.
Just
I don't want it to end. I'm enjoying this conversation with you.
Me too. I really enjoyed this conversation. Really? I feel like you're really a well-spoken person.
Thank you.
You have such real, deep listen and advice to share. That's why I feel like you will be a great coach, personal coach for people, really. You need to build maybe your own network for women.
Maybe. I thought about it, but right now it sounds a little bit cheesy because everyone is doing it.
Really? Everyone?
I think most people are coaches now. No?
Ah, coach, yeah, personal coach, yeah.
So I would not feel okay telling people that, I'm a coach now, let's go get my program.
It's like trendy now.
Yeah, that's why I did books. I didn't do courses and programs because books, I wrote everything I know. Now you can have it. Whenever you're ready to learn this, you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it at a very low price. So anyone can afford yes. it. It's like the price of a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you're right. So, you're right. Looking back now, knowing what you know, what is something you would do differently?
Okay, I would not tolerate negative people in my life.
Mm.
I would be more like cutting anyone who doesn't really believe in me or anyone who makes me feel less. I would just cut them off immediately. I would not handle them for years, then discover this later.
Do you have any experience to share with us with negative people?
I had so many.
So many?
So yeah. many negative. I think everyone did have their yeah. share of negative people. That's why now we're more aware and we're more selective of the people we choose to be around.
Mm. But it's difficult sometimes to select. What are your criteria to surround yourself with
you
good people?
You just have to feel better after meeting them, after talking to them. You yeah. have to feel better.
Good one.
Yeah, because even I talk about this in my book as well. There are some people, energy suckers.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you sit with them, maybe they're not negative towards you, but they're negative towards themselves.
Yeah.
They will keep talking and talking about how negative their lives is. And you will leave feeling drained and negative and low, and you will not have energy to do anything else, even though they didn't do anything to you.
Mm.
Those people will hurt you without meaning to hurt you. So I would stay away from those as well.
So after a meeting, after a talk, just take 5 minutes to think of
yeah.
how do you feel right now?
Do I feel better?
Do I feel
after
better?
Talking to
yeah.
this person? Did they made me feel motivated to do something?
If or not, you know what you have to do.
Yeah.
Bing, boom.
Yeah, there's no
it's
time
over.
To waste because we have limited years,
yeah.
limited time. Why do we want to spend it on something that's going to waste it? So
Yeah. I can relate on this one. And finally, one of the most important questions for me, because it was my goal when I launched this podcast 5 years ago.
Mm.
What is the biggest lesson you have learned in recent years that you don't learn at school?
Before tell me what was your goal that you set when you started, the one you said 5 years ago?
Yeah.
What was your goal?
My goal, to learn what we don't learn at school.
In school, they don't teach us anything useful, I think.
Yeah.
It's just...
I mean, yeah.
Not much. Have you used any any of the things you learned?
Not really.
I don't think so.
Maybe just...
Except if you're going to be an engineer or something.
Yes, exactly.
Or a chemist.
Doctor, yeah. lawyer.
Yes, those people will yeah. benefit from these. But yeah. other people who want to do different stuff.
I wish I learned soft skills at school.
Yeah.
How to communicate.
Exactly.
How
time
to have
management.
A good time management.
Money
how
management.
To have a good relationship. Money management.
Business plans.
Are you good at money management?
I think so. Most of the time.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
How do you invest your money?
On anything that makes me happy.
First and foremost?
Yeah, that's basically my main goal. Yeah, sometimes it's something important, sometimes it's not. But
yeah.
but I don't spend like without even thinking.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes I ask myself, do I really need this? Or would I forget about it in the morning?
Is there something you don't buy anymore?
Don't buy. I really don't buy much. Since I became an influencer, I receive so many packages that I don't really have to buy anything. I just buy groceries. But shopping and everything else, mostly I receive so many things.
Yeah.
I even give them out to friends and family, and I would have so many things still.
There is something you really want to add on this conversation, something we didn't talk about. And you feel like you want to share with our audience.
Oh, I think we talked about mostly everything.
You talked about so many topics. It
yeah.
was so interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe something you are working on right now?
Nothing I want to add, except that I want people not to forget about what's happening in Palestine right now. And just focus on that. Keep talking about that, because eventually people in power will have to do something to stop these people from talking. So just don't forget about them. They're still suffering. They're still hungry. They're still dying every day, every second. And that's the most important thing right now.
I think it's a good way to end this conversation. Thank you so much, Reta.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure and I really enjoyed this time with you.
Me too, really.
Thank you so much. Bon, petite pause très rapide pour vous présenter notre partenaire, le Hyatt Centric Jumeirah. Et pour ça, j'ai rencontré la directrice de l'hôtel, à qui j'ai posé quelques questions. Can you share, please, a story about how your team went above and beyond to exceed a client's experience and expectations?
I actually have something from this very moment, from this very morning. So there was a client who walked into the restaurant and my barista already started to prepare the cappuccino. Matcha or matcha latte? And unfortunately, the lady at that moment said she feels like a cappuccino with oat milk, but that was fine.
I think I know this person. She has black hair.
Right.
Very long.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And the name starts with an M.
She does podcast and yeah, yeah, yeah. She's French, no?
I think this is in the details. I think we should actually try to strive every day to make someone's day, you know? And yeah. If every one of the team members does that every day, so that is how success looks like.
So funny.
I was thinking about that, yeah.
Bon, cet épisode touche à sa fin. Merci d'être resté jusqu'au bout. Je vous rappelle que cet entretien a été réalisé ici, au Hyatt Centric Jumeirah à Dubaï, notre partenaire pour cette série spéciale Middle East. Si vous comptez venir ici à Dubaï, n'hésitez pas à venir faire un tour. Je suis certaine que vous n'allez pas être déçus. Ciao !